stay, 'cause I'm leaving it behind me. Hello, sunshine, come with me. I feel something new inside me. I hear the birds singing, now my alarm's ringing. Get up, get up, hey, it's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
TGIF, thank God it's Friday, or thank goodness it's Friday. This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, your independent clergy, and your what? Encourager. Welcome to the Morning Brew special, that's right, special video Facebook cast, or video live cast. We're going to be talking to my friend, The Loft, Nick Lofton. We call him Mr. Word of the Day. He's going to be sharing his testimony here in a little while with us. We're going to have him on live on our live cast, which will be syndicated on iHeartRadio on our podcast. So this is a pre-taped for all my listeners that don't get a chance to see that. Now, let me just remind you of a few things and some prayer requests before we get ready to get Mr. Nick on. But before I do that, I need to play something. Stand by. James Brown, hit it off for us, son. There we go. Had to put a little bit of James Brown in there. Before we get Nick on, I wanted to share a little bit with Nick about Nick. I have been friends with him and his family for a very long time. He is a very well-educated young man. He is good friends with my nephew Caleb and U.S. Marine Cody. And, you know, Caleb and Cody have a podcast. They haven't been on there for a while. They need to get back into doing it if they hear this. It's called The Random Wave. And they're a bunch of characters. I tell you, they crack me up. But anyway, Nick has been a part of our family for a long time. Him and his His dad means a lot to us. Pastor Mark, he's a minister. And also his wife, Sonia. They have been very good friends with our family, and we love and appreciate each and every one of them. In fact, when Cody was in the U.S. Marines, he's getting ready to get out here pretty soon. I threw a party for him after he got through at boot camp a few years ago, and I invited the Loftons to come. That would be Nick and his sister Bethany, who I believe is engaged. So we're very happy for the family. Nick has some exciting things that he's going to share with you. He's going to talk a little bit about Word of the Day, and maybe we can get him to sing a song. He's also very talented. He's got a beautiful voice. His dad, mom, his brothers, his brother plays in a praise band at the church. They're very talented, and God is using them. And Nick's going to talk about his testimony and how God has used them. So this will be a little bit unusual, but it's going to be a podcast pre-tape that I'm doing along with the Facebook live cast. So I want to make it where the Facebook live cast will have Nick on here where y'all can hear him. I encourage you to please like us on our Facebook page, okay? All you have to do is type in the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button. That's all you have to do. From time to time, we do a lot of live cast. Just continue to follow us on our pages. We're all over the map. You can even search us up on Google and type in the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You'd find me there. Okay? All right. Now, before I play this song, before we get the loft on, I want to play the coffee song. We got to get that knocked out of the way on a Friday. I hope y'all get blessed and touched by this testimony that Nick will be sharing. Also, when he talks about the Word of the Day, and he may even give us a Word of the Day. I told him to give us a Word of the Day here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. I hope you enjoy it. If you're on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Can y'all give us a 5-star rating? We'd love to get good reviews from you guys. I've been getting them in, and I really appreciate it. A couple of more quick reminders before I play the coffee song. Questions, comments, suggestions, feel free to email us. morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now, also on the Facebook page, you can connect and contact me if you need to. In addition to that, if you're not able to get me, call or text me, you guys get a hold of my ministry team. We have an iHeartRadio ministry team. It's called the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Ministry Team on iHeartRadio. And we take your prayer requests too as well. They feed them to me. I feed them to ministers, local ministers, or out of the country ministers that I know that can help pray for you guys in need in situations. One thing I do want to share is if you could keep my a special unspoken prayer request. I got a call from a listener that their aunt passed away today. She was in hospice. And we just don't know when God's ready for us, but she's up in Glory Lynch. Her name was Aunt Rosie. If you could just pray for the family during this grieving time. Again, her name is Aunt Rosie that had passed away. Just CA's friends, unspoken prayer requests for the family and the loss of their aunt. And a particular individual had actually lost their mother a few years ago, and this, I believe, is the last of the family on that side of the mom. So I just got the word today on that, so I appreciate y'all keeping them in prayer and everything, okay? All right, let's get ready for the coffee song, then we'll get ready for the loft. Exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on a Friday. That sweet aroma, I'm bold and beautiful. I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, something wonderful is about to make my day. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning exclusively and only. Well, hello everybody, how you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. And I welcome you all. And we got a special guest today on our Friday cast, and that is The Loft. I am going to invite him on. See if we can get him on here. I've got to kind of tag him to get him on, so y'all bear with me here. Let's see here. There's all kinds of bells and whistles on this thing. Nick, if you're catching me on this cast, I'm trying to invite you to watch. That way I can get you invited in. So y'all bear with us. There we go. Okay. All right. Let's see here. I'm approving it. Without further ado, we're going to bring him on camera. I'm going to add him on right now. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, iHeartRadio listeners, we're fixing to add him on. He's pulling up slowly but surely. He's a very dear friend of mine. He's also friends with my son. Hello, Nick. We made it, buddy. Nick Lofton, word of the day. Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. This is also being taped on our podcast network, which I will share with all your listeners. You got it, my friend. How are you doing? Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much. I'm going to call you Uncle C. Hey.
That's fine, brother. That's fine.
You know, we're all part of the family of God here. So
thank Amen.
You for, thank you for having me on. Man, I'm so grateful to be on here.
Yes, sir. You bet. You bet. Well, and I'm going to let you kind of have the floor. And if people have questions or if you have an email address or, you know, we want them to like you on whatever stations you're on. I just want you to know I'm a big supporter. I wanted to tell you, I'm very proud of you, man. I know your dad's very proud of you. I know mom's proud of you. I know your brother and your sister's proud of you. And you're an awesome guy. And I'm glad how God's really using you. You're just like your dad. And we got listeners popping in. Hello, everybody. I tagged you also where your friends can catch this live cast. So, Nick, take it away. Tell us all about the word of the day and your website and how they can reach in, how they can add on. It's all yours, brother.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much. Well, you know, it all started back last summer, about last June. I was just, God placed a word on my heart. And so I went live on Instagram and, I didn't really think much of it. I just kind of was like, hey, you know, this is just something God's put on my heart and people liked it. And then God put another word on my heart the next week. And then before you know it, I'm, you know, going live on Instagram. And then now we're at the point where, you know, I'm doing a podcast format of it now. So, you know, it's just God is really moving. And, you know, with that, you know, on top of that, I'm going back to school to be a minister. So it's just everything's literally just, you know, falling into place. So
praise God.
When you just listen to God and when you just say yes to Him, that's all He needs is a yes from you, and He'll take care of the rest. So, you know, it's just beautiful to be a part of.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm just going to tell you that I remember, I'm going to date myself way back when I went to Bible college. And back then they had the helicopters twirling around at one of the churches. And I was literally, they told us, they said, now in the event, when we're studying in there, in the event something happens, they said, we want you guys to take cover. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. It was kind of in a bad area. Of course, me and you being from Fort Worth, it's kind of like, you know, it almost seemed like it was one of those movies, you know, where you had to kind of dash and hide sometimes. In fact, two of the pastors had to dash and hide. And they kind of grabbed us and said, yo, we're going to put you on a room. I was like, oh, boy. So, goodness gracious. But it's fun times. I had so many fun stories I shared with people, and I'm so excited for you because there's such a need, you know. And one thing I was going to ask you is, you know, we're dealing with the younger generation, and, you know, and I know I've been hearing on the word of the day, which has really touched my heart. Our younger generation, there's a lot of unchurched people nowadays, isn't there? James, like, is there culture changing, you think, in your opinion?
You know, I think so, and I think, you know, for me, from my perspective, I think the church is, you know, responsible for a big part of that, just because I feel like we can do so much more to reach out. I'm not saying that we have to totally just cater to, you know, my generation, but I think it's good to have that balance and just making sure that people know that they're loved and that, you know, they can come to the church. In fact, two of the big ministries God has really placed on my heart, you know, whenever He plants me as a church, is I want to make sure that I'm reaching. I want to have counselors and therapists set up for kids who struggle with, basically, we're kind of struggling with their sexual identity. I know that homosexuality is a big topic in the church, and so I want to have therapists and people there, Christian therapists, that can sit here and be Jesus to these kids and young adults, so they don't have to worry about feeling fear or feeling any type of judgment. We know that if you present Jesus to, you know, if you present Jesus to them and show them His love, Jesus will in turn transform their lives, so that, you know, we don't have to go around beating people over the head with a Bible and, you know, and making them feel like, you know, that Jesus doesn't love them, because He does. And of course, the closer you get to Jesus, the more you're transformed and become more like Him. So I'm like, I, you know, if we could have a safe space and place put in place to where these young kids who just, you know, they just need Jesus, and they need to, you know, they need to realize that He loves Him, you know, He loves them, and we love them too. And, you know, and then the second one is just, you know, something that is another big topic in the church is abortion, you know. And it's just obviously it's a tragedy, and it's something that's, you know, just breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that a lot of these young moms, promiscuity doesn't always play a role in it. Sometimes people are taken advantage of, and so these young mothers need direction, and they need, again, they need care and support. And so I want to have Christian counselors, therapists, women who have already kind of been in that place and can speak life and encouragement into these young ladies, or even older ladies. I know sometimes it's, you know, different generations, but I just really think that if the church will step in and you know, and just really take hold of these roles, I think that we can really build a better community. And by building a better community, that can trickle out into the whole country, and, mm-hmm. and we can really just turn this place upside down for Jesus.
I agree. Amen. I'll give you a big amen to that. You know, I was just kind of reflecting back in the heydays of the church, you know, that you guys were in, and your dad and everybody back in the heydays times, you know, I call it the heydays. My brother tells me to quit living back in the past and forward to the future, you know, and I try. And, you know, and our culture's changed with our pastors and, you know, the pandemic and all that. And now it's kind of uplifted a little bit, but there's always been, you know, such a need for things to be done. And I don't even pick on churches or anything, but I really wish that, like, children's church directors would take a spring in their step. Youth ministers would take a spring in their step. Pastors would take a spring in their step and say, hey, you know, we got to get going. We got to get the ball rolling. We got souls to save out there. We got to be the arms and the feet for Jesus. And I think a lot of them sometimes are just, it's all about me, me, and me. And, you know, and how much, and the education's good, but you get some of them's like, well, I've got a PhD in this and whatever it may be, which is good. But man, there's people that are needing Jesus every day. And everything. And, you know, I remember one time I was talking to your father, me and him had a talk and everything. You know, your dad's just awesome, your dad and mom. I told your dad one day, he probably don't remember. I hope he gets a chance to see this live cast sometimes. We got people joining in, by the way. Good morning, everybody. Talking to the Loft. He's going to be telling you all about his show and stuff. But I was going to tell you real quick, I talked to your dad, and I was sharing with him. I said, man, you got your one mighty fine son. I said, I bet one day he's going to be a preacher just like you. He kind of laughed. He said, you think so? We had a cup of coffee we were talking about. He had a little styrofoam cup. We were both drinking coffee on a Sunday school and stuff. I said, Nick's awesome. I said, he can sing and everything, you know. So, boy, I tell you, you inspire me. In fact, I've subscribed to your, how can people reach you? And I want you also to share your testimony. We want to hear your testimony and how God's really worked with you in radio, because you've got all that talent. You went to school for all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the best way they can reach me is if you just follow me at the @theloft_. I'm usually on Instagram. I'm not very active on Facebook, but eventually I'm probably going to have to make that transition, you know, just because I want to try to, you know, like Paul says, to be all things to all people. So you know, you gotta make yourself available on multiple platforms. But yeah, it's just at @THELOFT_. It's crazy, you know. So I went to TCC, was in the radio, television, and broadcasting program, and so I was originally wanting to go be, you know, either a TV personality or you know, on sports radio or music, you know, smooth jams, you know, the quiet storm type thing. And you know, it was great in the moment, but the closer I got to the end of the program, I just realized that, you know what, this is not I need something a little bit more. There's still a little bit of a hole that hasn't been filled. And so as I just kept progressing, you know, I bounced around from a couple of jobs, and that was that was a little, you know, I was still just searching. And then, you know, this year, God just really just made it plain that, hey, you know, there's a reason why it comes easier to you than it comes to others, and it's not you, it's me working through you. And so I want you to take this step of faith, and I want you to pursue a career in the ministry as a pastor. And so
that's awesome.
You know, sometimes it takes us a while. We kind of, you know, run, you know, walk around in circles, and, you know, God's right there waving at us, hey, you know, come here. But sometimes we just get so caught up in ourselves, you know, and what we want, and we don't see it. But thankfully, you know, I definitely listened, and because of my obedience, you know, He's opening the door, and, you know, everything's just literally coming together. You know, I bring up UPS all the time. I'm a UPSer, but we both know what union, you know, being in a union is about. And
we sure appreciate what you do. I know it's a tough challenge in today's. You know,
God has been very good to me at that job, and one of the perks of that, and it's something that just really is going to help me in school, is, you know, we get tuition reimbursement, and they pay our loans back for us. So that was just another thing that God just, you know, just brought my way to help me with school. Cause, you know, school is not cheap, unfortunately, but you know what, God, if God has anything to do with it, it's going to be taken care of. And you know, he's going to be in the midst of it. So, but yeah, you know, that's just, you know, what I tell people all the time is all you got to do is say yes, and God will take care of the rest. So, you know,
amen.
Once you just surrender to Him, everything else comes together.
That sounds like it's got a little rhyme to it, you know. Just give it to rest and everything. I got a question for you. Are you on, by any chance, you may be on, and I've been telling the listeners, because I had some listeners ask me. In fact, I had one just send me a message. They want to know, and it's from Brooke in Illinois. Are you on Apple Podcasting?
I believe so. I know I'm on Spotify right now. So I'm on the Anchor, the app that I use. It's called the Anchor app. And so they, I think Spotify bought them out. And so I'm usually on Spotify. I will actually check today and get back with you, because, you know, eventually we're, you know, again, like growing with Facebook, I'm going to have to grow into some other platforms.
Yeah, absolutely. And she said she's watching from a veterinarian on her lunch break. Well, thank you, Brooke. We appreciate that. And the Loft appreciates that too. Please subscribe to his channel. He greatly appreciates that. I get people all the time that ask me, and one guy asked me yesterday on a question, and this was just a question. They may catch this tape a little later. Your heritage is just similar to my heritage. We got so much in common. And I was telling listeners on the podcast, on the pre-tape on our podcast show, that your heritage, your family heritage, is like my family heritage. Your dad grew up in church. My dad grew up in church. Your dad's a pastor. My dad was a bus captain. And, you know, my mom said, oh, I wish you wouldn't have to bring it. I only did it for 3 years, but he was always heavily involved in that. And they were youth ministers and stuff like that, you know, and Sunday school teachers and stuff back at the old Baptist church. And me and your dad shared those stories many times. But I think it's so nice how me and you connect because of our love for Jesus. And I'm so glad that that you're doing this, and I'm glad that you're reaching out, and I'm excited for you. I really am, and I'm excited of what God's going to do for you and your word of the day, and we would love to share it on our networks from time to time. I'll even share it on my Facebook page for you and tell people to listen, because I sure get blessed when I'm listening to it. Sometimes when I'm working, I'll even put it on there and listen to it. And I'm like, that's some good.
Well, you know, it goes both ways, and I want to shout you out as well, because that's what I love doing, and you know, just creating community. That's one of the things that I really try to emphasize. I've got, you know, my mentor, I had him on, and so I have, you know, Christian therapists, I have, you know, pastors, people who are. I love to interview people who are a step ahead of me, because it, you know, it gives me wisdom, and it motivates me to keep pushing and keep listening to what God is telling me. So
absolutely. Are you going to be having, I know you're not on Facebook too much, are you going to be by any chance, and when you are, you let me know, are you going to be creating like a Facebook page that says Word of the Day, where you can put your podcast on there?
You know what, that's a very good idea. Yeah, you know what, I'm gonna have to actually do that. I might have to have you help me with some engineering. But yeah, I want to try to, you know, go on all platforms. So yeah, that'd be a great idea. So.
Yeah, yeah. When I told iHeartRadio about you coming on, they said, "Oh yeah, give us his information." So, with your permission, I definitely will. They'd love to have you on the network.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And this would be shown on iHeartRadio video feed too, as well. So any live video feeds with our iHeart logo on there gets shown on the live cast and stuff. But I mean, I'm just so blessed to have you on, and and now if they go to Spotify, what do they type up to get you subscribed on? What's the name? Is it called the Word of the Day or Word of the Day?
Yes, the word. So if you go on the Anchor app, you should be able to just type in Word of the Day, and it'll have my little logo on there. It's a little It originally was just a book, but, you know, I call it a Bible, and it's got WOTD underneath. But, yeah, just type in Word of the Day on the Anchor app, or, you know, you can go on my Instagram. That's a little more accessible. I have a lot of my video recordings, because, you know, making that transition from video to radio was a little difficult, and it was something I was kind of questioning, but... it's been a challenge. It's been a good challenge, and I'm definitely getting in the hang of it. So, but yeah, definitely check out Word of the Day on the Anchor app, it should be easily accessed.
I have another listener for you too. You're getting a little bit popular, because I had some listeners beam me up here. Bill from California. What's a 2-hour difference over there? And good morning, Bill. He wanted me to ask you a question. He wants to know where you see the Word of the Day going in the future. Where do you see the Word of the Day? I mean, what are you, the expectation, I think, is what he's wanting to kind of, we already know what the expectation is. I guess he's wanting to know where it's going to be, you know, how's it going to.
That's a very good question. I definitely want to be consistent with it and want to keep it going. One of the things that right now is just I want to kind of gain a healthy following. Not too heavy right now, but you know, if this thing takes off, you know, I don't want to put a limit on what God can do through it.
So, amen.
The skies are the limit with this. So I just I just want to keep. You know, if God keeps bringing people my way and just brings connections, you know, I don't see a stopping point for it.
So. Amen. I have another one, another question. It's let's see, Mary from Oklahoma. She told me that she loves your radio voice, and she subscribed to, and I probably got the spelling wrong, Mary. You're going to have to forgive us. Spoffy, she just subscribed to you. She found you on there, so thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, spread the word. And I have no idea, like, I'm on that network too, and I have no idea how many listeners I got on that. But sometimes, like, iHeartRadio, they'll send me, like, but 2.4 million listeners all across, and the USO Radio Network are, U.S. military troops, and we want to say hi to them with the armed forces this weekend. Yeah, we appreciate our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and I guess that new one, what's that new one called? I forgot what it's called.
Space Force.
Yeah, Space Force. We thank all of them. And Nick, I'll tell you what, it's definitely a pleasure. Did we go over your testimony? I can't remember. We did.
And if you'd like, I have a small word of prayer that I was going over yesterday just to bring some.
Oh, prayer. Yeah. Yeah. I told the listeners too, I wasn't for sure if you were going to be singing a song. Also, what talked about on my podcast show on the pre-tape part, which I got rolling right now because this would be all over everywhere. And I told them that you may or may not be singing. I said because I told them you got talent on singing too. So when you become a pastor, I can just see it now. You're probably going to be preaching and singing, you know. Multitask and podcasting. So there you go.
There you go. I'll be all over the place.
Oh man. Well, whenever you do get your church, I'd sure love to guest speak and share my testimony. I wanted to share a little bit about my testimony, how I even jumped in radio. You know, I work in production work and everything. And one day I was discouraged because I was in nursing home ministry for 7 years. I did volunteer work for 7 years. And I remember this lady had told me, she said, "Well, Mr. Hall," she goes, "your services are no longer needed." There were three churches. It was in Richland Hills. There were three churches that were like back to back. And they were jealous because every Thursday I'd go in there. And I would want to share the word with the people and have church. I dedicated my Thursdays to spend about 2 hours with them. I was discouraged for about 2 weeks, and then I turned on the radio and remember that song. Remember that if you listen to KCBI, it was before they changed their floor mat. It was called Coffee with Creamer. It was Barry Creamer. Well, he stepped down from doing all that, and I always loved listening to his radio show. And I was driving 2 weeks after that, and like I got overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit, and God had talked to me, and he said, "Hey, you got a radio voice. God, I have no talent." The last time I even did something radio and goofy was back when me and my little brother Jeff, you know Jeff, my little brother Jeff, we did a little 1970 little skinny mic that they would have, you know, back, your dad would probably know if he's still, the old console, you plug it in, and then you do the tapes and stuff. We do radio tapes for mom and dad, you know, when they go on the road. But God really just overwhelmed me, and he said, "I want you to take biblical teaching, to take Christian comedy," because, you know, I was a children's church director back at the old Baptist church for a long time, and I did puppet ministry at the church we were at, and stuff like that. So I did a little mixture of everything, and what I did is I put the radio, I prayed about it. My first listener was my son, Cody, you know, he loves you to death, too. Cody said he was going to listen, too, by the way. I told him to give me some questions to give you. But Cody was my first listener, Caleb, then my dad, and then my mom, and it started blossoming. Then I created a Facebook page, which I'll be able to help you how I anchored it all in and everything. And then God just started working, and he started working. And in October the 15th, I'll be doing this for 3 years. And people say, "How in the world do you work?" Because I work second shift in production work. And they're like, "How do you do that? How do you do radio? How do you do live cast?" I said, because, and you know, I pay for my podcast line. It's not free. I had to pay for it. With the networks, I had to pay for my network feeds. And I said, that's my extra offering, giving back to what I feel God wants me to do. If I can't go out and be the arms and feet for Jesus in the nursing home ministry because there's jealous people at those churches that turned against me, because, you know, Satan always find a way to try to deter it. And what I did was I got in it, I jumped in it, and then it just started going off. Well, anyway, I was going to tell you what got me to iHeartRadio, which is really funny. It's like who you know, how you know, to really get into that. They did a petition drive because I did Twitter. Oh, another one too is you do Twitter, and I'll have to show you how to do that. But yeah, Twitter, and I don't know if the younger generation still does it. I know Instagram's a biggie. But this lady said, "Mr. Hall," she goes, she got in touch with me. She goes, "We're going to do a petition drive, 5 or 6 different states." And she goes, "We went to iHeartRadio." Well, I was on my way to work one day, and I received a phone call from New York City. And they're like, "Hey, we want you." What? On my caller ID, it actually came up iHeartRadio. I was like, "What?" So I was like, "This is amazing." And they go, "Well, do you want to charge?" I said, no, not sharing God's word. I don't want to charge. I've got a job, and I don't want to charge, and I never will charge. You know, my nephew gives me a hard time. Caleb says, why don't you Patreon? I said, well, I've got a job. I'm not going to charge someone that wants to know about Jesus or Bible teaching or or wanting a good laugh or whatever, you know, because I do all these impersonations of the deacon and everybody. But, yeah, you like the deke? You better be good now. Hey, let me do one of the. He's got a question for you.
That hood on the wood of the day that, Nick, give me a wood of the day there, buddy. We'll go out for a chicken fried steak at the Ton of Cafe. Miss Mildred won't mind.
Give you a little Friday laugh, buddy.
Here we go. But yeah, okay, so here we go. Yeah, I got a little word set aside.
Great.
This was something yesterday, actually, you know, God was just reminding me of, you know, it's the word from James chapter 1, verse 2 through 3. It says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And, you know, it's just, God was kind of reminding me of three things. You know, life gets hard sometimes, but when trials come, it's easy to get down and discouraged. And yesterday I had a couple of events happen that just really just tried to rattle my nerves and get under my skin. But another thing God reminded me is that joy is one of the fruits of the spirits, and the joy of the Lord never leaves us, unlike emotions. You know, a lot of people think joy is an emotion, but it's actually a fruit of the spirit. You know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so it's important to remember that, you know, our joy can never be taken from us because that comes from God. And so unlike being happy or sad, that can come and go, our joy is always there. And of course, this is something that I always try to hit on the head, you know, constantly always remind my followers about, is that trials grow us in our faith to point us back to God and strengthening our relationship with Him, which helps us point God or point others to God. And so it's always our trials are our greatest tool when we witness to people. And everybody's got a story, everybody's got a testimony, and so it's so important to remember that we are God's greatest tools. We're His workmanship in Christ Jesus. So we're the greatest tools to reach somebody. You know, when I'm at UPS, I'll just kind of share a little testimony from work. You know, I work with all kinds of different people, just like you do at GM, and you never know who you're going to meet. You know, there's one of my coworkers. We call him Blue. I don't know why, but he's a great guy, and we've kind of talked about the Lord before. And he came up to me one night, and he said, "Man," he was like, "I was like, hey, what's up? What's going on, man? How you doing?" And he was like, "Man, I meant to come to you last night." He was like, my dad's in, you know, he's in the hospital right now. They got him on a ventilator because he's having some problems with his lungs. And I was like, man, really? And he was like, yeah, man. He was like, I know you're a man of faith. He was like, I wanted to know, you know, if you could, if you could just pray for me. And I was looking around, and, you know, at UPS, we have supervisors.
Oh, yeah. Can relate to that.
They can kind of. You know, sometimes they can be a little snippy with you.
Too many chiefs, not enough Indians, as we all say, right?
Yeah, they don't see you doing your job, and so I was a little hesitant at first. But you know what? The Holy Spirit said, "Hey, you know what?
Right.
Take him around the corner to the water fountain, and let's pray for him." And so that's exactly what I did. We walked around to the water fountain, and you know, we dabbed each other up, and we just, you know, I just prayed for him, and I said, "God, this is an opportunity for Blue to trust in you. You know, this is just a test to see how he's going to react." And
mm-hmm.
prayed over him, and he looked at me and he said, "Wow, man, I really appreciate that." And
a couple
weeks later, you know, glory be to God. You know, his father was out of the hospital, doing great. And so it's just like, when you're obedient and you just say yes, you know, all I had to do was say yes. But if I said no, you know, that would have been an opportunity you know, taken away, that mm-hmm. God wouldn't have been able to work through him through me.
Exactly. Exactly.
God's will always take place. It's just, it's up to you and me whether we want to be a part of it or not.
Amen. And I was going to share something to you before, because I want you to lead off in prayer for us, and I want you to give everybody your email address. Before I do, I wanted to share my testimony. Because, I'm like you. There's too many chiefs and not enough Indians, and I was working at our older department that they just moved us to here recently. During the pandemic, out of all things, because we got to wear our... I don't... Do y'all have to wear masks? We still wear our masks, too.
Sometimes we get away with this.
They won't let us. They come around like the chiefs. They come around checking and stuff, which is okay. But there was this lady at the old department where I work at, and this was a few years ago. And probably, I'm going to take it back about 5 years ago. And she said, you know what? She goes, you got a smile on your face. You're always happy. And she was an older lady. She was actually going to retire the day before. She goes, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to heaven or not. She goes, will you help me? It's like a cry out. And I was going to go to the restroom. And, it was between eating my snack, my little fruits, just kind of get me going. And I said, well, yeah, let me make a restroom trip. And I prayed about it. I said, God, really? I got all these chiefs. And, here I am the only Indian, and they're looking around and stuff. He goes, hey, I want you to tell her about me. He goes, you can do it within a few minutes, which, is real simple. So I prayed about it, and after got out of the restroom stuff, I prayed about it, went around. And she was waiting. She was like right there waiting for me. So we went outside, and we talked, and she was in her like 70s. And she goes, I really want to know about Jesus. She goes, your light is shining every time I see you with happiness and joy. And she goes, I just felt a connection to want to get it right with God before I get out of here. And I don't feel anybody can really tell me, but she goes, you're just a nice, gentleman guy. And she goes, I know I'm a heart very hard nose to deal with, but, she goes, and she worked way on down the line, as big as that place. I said, okay. So we prayed together. Nobody was around. I kind of was like you, kind of went in a little corner outside, and I just shared the word of God to her, and just scripture started coming out of my head. And it's like God was just already meditating to me and just flowing just like one of those water mills, And we said a prayer, and she got saved. And before she retired that day, she came around, gave me a big hug. She goes, I personally want to thank you. And that was, of course, during the non-pandemic time. But I never in my life for a major company ever, never in my life major company ever led anybody to the Lord. So I share that as testimony when I get a chance to go out and talk to people about Jesus, because it's so important, And yes. And I really do wish you all the best in your ministry work. And I was going to ask you, I wasn't going to keep you. We were going to ask you, I had some listeners, I had two of them pop up, and they just wanted to ask real quick for your email address in case if they're not able to get the podcast. Do you have like an email address for your, I'm just kind of looking on my readings here.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it's all lowercase, nicloftlon2@gmail.com.
Sounds good. And I'm sure they're going to hear that. Thanks, Nick. I really appreciate that. And can you close us out in a word of prayer, on our show today? And I thank you. Thank you, brother, for taking your time out of the day. You're always welcome on my show. And I will, as soon as you get your Facebook page, as soon as you get more things going, I'm going to share it. And you guys are part of it. And I will definitely get in touch with iHeartRadio, let them know. They'll see this cast. They'll see the live cast. And they may even email you too as well. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to take my hat off, brother, and I'm going to let you lead us off in prayer on a Friday. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds good. Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for Brother C. Just thank you for his obedience to just listen, just saying yes. He just you put this whole production on his heart, God, and it's 3 years later, it's just grown so much, and you've just given it favor with iHeartRadio, and just everything. Literally, when we say yes, everything comes together, Lord. And so we just thank you for that. We thank you for this opportunity to just encourage people and to share our testimony, God. Our testimony is one of our greatest tools, Lord, in our arsenal to be able to reach people, God. And we know that we are your greatest tools to reach people, God, just by simply saying yes. And so we thank you for that. I pray that, Father, you would just continue to bless CA, Lord, as he just continues to, God, just preach your word and encourage people through Christ, God, and humor, and just being just so lighthearted and loving towards everybody, God. It's just such a refreshing thing to hear, Lord, in this day and age of doom and gloom, and you know, and so we just thank you for that. I pray that you would just continually bless him and just keep your hand on Word of the Day, God. Just keep guiding me and directing me so that I can just be best used by God for your purposes, Lord, because this is, again, it's all about you. It's not about us. It's just about what you're doing through us. And we're just so humbled and honored to be a part. So we say all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And before I let you go, you know, God just kind of zapped me in my heart. And if you feel it in your heart, God had zapped me on this and during the prayer. And he said, tell Nick, if he had some words to encourage for people that are down and out, because we live in a very, like you said, diverse world that's just broken, shaken up, and maybe they don't know about Jesus and they want to know, can you take a little time on closing out and tell me what, I mean, or tell my listeners, and your listeners, because this kind of merged in today, how they can know about Jesus. And Nick, I don't know, God just kind of like, when you were praying it, it was just kind of overflowing my cup on it. It said, tell Nick to, so I'm going to let you do that on closing out.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Jesus is, I always like to say Jesus is for everybody, but not everybody is for Jesus, unfortunately, sometimes. But you know what? It's such an easy process. All you have to do is just say yes to him. There's not a certain prayer. Some pastors will say there's a certain line that you have to say, but all you have to say is just, Jesus, I'm here, I'm broken, I'm tired, I'm a sinner, and I want to surrender my life to you. And once you just say, Jesus, I'm here, take me as I am, that's all you have to do. And then the Holy Spirit comes in and does the rest and guides you. So it's simply, you know, just saying, you know, if you want to put it into certain words, just say, God, I surrender my life to you. Take me as I am and mold me into who you want me to be. And then, you know, the Holy Spirit just swoops in and it's all history from there. So,
amen. Thank you for sharing that. And guys, if you have any questions for Nick, for The Loft, I encourage you, please subscribe to his channel. We're going to have him on from time to time. I know he's very busy, and I appreciate him taking time off to have a little time with us here on our radio show. Email Nick if you have any questions for Nick. Nick, what's the email address again for the listeners?
It's all lowercase nic2@gmail.com.
Okay. Also, you can email me, guys, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. If you have any questions that I can forward to my friend Nick, we've been friends for such a long time. Absolutely. Love you, brother. Good luck on everything. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you later, okay? Bye for now, buddy.